A county in Alabama is celebrating the election of Barack Obama in a unique way. The county has declared a new government holiday, Barack Obama Day. Perry County lies in Alabama's Black Belt region. People there feel deeply connected to the voting rights movement. Perry County is also one of the poorest counties in the country. As Brett Tannehill of Alabama Public Radio reports, the new holiday may turn out to be complicated.
Yana Brown combs her fingers through the long blue ribbons of a large bow. She owns Yana's Flowers and Gifts in downtown Marion, Alabama.
This is a little town, but sometimes it's really exciting. Everything goes on at the same time, and then nothing happens instead. That's the way it goes.
There's a little extra buzz right now thanks to Barack Obama Day. The holiday honors a historic election and closes Perry County government offices, giving a paid vacation day to the county's roughly 40 workers. Brown thinks the new holiday is appropriate.
Because of the guts and the backbone of the civil rights movement, and I think that had a lot to do with it because a lot of the historical events, a lot of them actually took place here.
Just a few blocks away on February 17, 1965, Jimmie Lee Jackson was fatally shot during a confrontation between authorities and civil rights protesters. It led to the historic Selma to Montgomery Voting Rights March, and 44 years later, the election of Barack Obama.
If George Washington can have a holiday, I guess Barack Obama can have one. But it's a day to be remembered.
Jerome Simpson is one of the voters who propelled Mr. Obama to victory in the region's Black Belt counties. Simpson grew up in Marion and hopes the new holiday includes everyone. But...
oh boy, the history, you know, down here with, you know, civil rights and, you know, everything, it's still a lot of, you know, black and white issues. You know, when I first read that in the paper, I think that was the first thing that crossed my mind. But I'm hoping that, you know, people can embrace, you know, the holiday and come together and try to work together.
I think Barack Obama has become a symbol for this county, especially of some of our worst fears in some cases and some of our greatest hopes in others.
That's Travis Vaughn with the Perry County Herald newspaper. Vaughn says the area's civil rights past makes public perceptions important and the truth complex.
There are political alliances and social alliances and business alliances that are very complex and sometimes uncomfortable.
Some evidence of that discomfort arose when Barack Obama Day was introduced. Only one Perry County commissioner voted against the resolution. Commissioner Brett Harrison's district covers nearly half this mostly rural, mostly African-American county. He says unemployment is high and the budget is tight.
You know, have a recognition day, but why should a county and a county only be financially responsible for it?
Harrison opposed the resolution but did sign it. Others in this county of about 11,000 also questioned the idea, saying it only benefits a select few. Commissioner Albert Turner Jr. proposed Barack Obama Day. Some see Turner as a divisive figure socially and politically and say the idea of unity was not his motivation behind the holiday. But Turner says it's meant to celebrate a new chapter in civil rights history.
People realize that a new day is coming, and most white people have a fear that black people are going to mistreat them in some kind of way. That's the farthest thing from my mind. We are seeing this as an opportunity.
While Turner says he sees an opportunity, Yana Brown hopes politics and social differences can be put aside.
We are all in this together. We can't separate that. We can't separate what's going on in the world. I think it's really a time to come together.
The Barack Obama Day resolution declares a holiday on the second Monday of every November, and some creative wording brings an unusual protection. The holiday can only be overturned by a unanimous vote of the Perry County Commission and a vote of Congress. For NPR News, I'm Brett Tannehill in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.